So is it fine like this?
Yeah.
All right.
We're live now.
Not used to this.
Now I'm joined in the studio. We just heard him speaking then. I'm joined in the studio by singer, songwriter, rapper, Chinksy. Very good afternoon.
Yeah,
to you.
Yeah. You know, Phoenix FM.
You've just been talking to the boss, and I thought you said you supported West Ham. Is that not to go out there? You don't support West Ham, is it?
No, not really. I'm from North London.
Yeah. I thought it was when you came in. I thought, oh, he supports West Ham. That's nice. And then I realised, like, what team is it you support?
Like the biggest Arsenal fan, man.
Yeah. Is it Highbury? Arsenal?
Well, it's in the area of Highbury, but we moved down to the Emirates now, which is literally down the road.
Yeah. So are you that sort of area? You're from that area?
Yeah, northwest, so like Camden sides, and luckily get to work there as well and watch the game. Yeah. I'm a steward now there at Arsenal.
Oh, right. Yeah. Did you ever play football yourself, or it's just a sport that you like looking?
No, I did actually. Like, first, like, 18, 19 years of my life were just all football. I found a new hobby in music.
Now, your name is Chinksy. Can you do the spelling for me? Because I find it different places, different spelling.
Yeah, it's C-H-I-N-K-S-E-Y. I had to hesitate there. I could have almost spelled it wrong.
When did you actually get interested in music?
I came into music from the angle as a poet, so I also do spoken word poetry as well. There's a couple songs on my YouTube where it's more like completely different to hip-hop music. Yeah, I've always been a writer, and then I just started getting in more into hip-hop music, and now I try to combine poetry and hip-hop in my music.
And do you get a subject in your head, or can you be like laying in bed and think, oh, it just comes? How do you get your inspiration?
Interesting. Basically, I use a lot of punchlines in my music, and I even start writing songs based off it, and then more and more come, and I just kind of interweave it into a song, really. Like, and then there's a lot of other songs where, like, I use subjects of, like, especially things that happen in my life, past experiences, women, you know, typical stuff. And, like, I just feel a vibe from the instrumental. And then when you get into the writer's flow, you just keep going and going, and then songs just come.
Who are the rap artists, would you say, that have inspired you?
Oh, there's five or six, especially. The typical ones, Tupac, Biggie, Big L is really amazing. They're not here now, unfortunately. But and then there's also Drake as well. I think he's a great lyricist, a great writer. Because I'm more of a lyricist. You get rappers that just rap, and then you don't know what they're saying, but you're bopping your head to what they're saying. And then you get those other rappers where, like, he's like, oh, wow, I see what you did there. Because, I mean, I take a lot of effort into the lyrics, man. I mean, it's like I'm a painter. You know, a painter that keeps going back to the picture, and I'm always editing my lyrics and things like that. And yeah, I think that's grime music, what you mean, because grime music is very fast. It's 140 beats per minute. But that's why I'm hip-hop, because it's different. It's like the American style, where you can hear each word, it's slower, and it's more about the lyrics. But grime is about the vibe.
Is there a difference? Because I think there is, when I'm listening to sort of American rap and British rap. There is a difference. Do British rappers go down well in America as the Americans sort of go down well here?
We take a lot of inspiration from the American style, because I mean there's even now a subgenre of hip-hop called trap and even drill, where it's like a bunch of guys in the dark wearing dark clothing, like just rapping in a different style to like really sinister beats, like funeralist beats, you know. And it's vibey. But then I've noticed, because I use Reverb Nation, and I get this crowd review thing, and they always talk about my accent, because they say I got a strong accent. That's something that always props up. But I think British, even people like Dizzy Rascal and Tiny Temper, when they do like straight up hip hop music, it doesn't really go down well as the American style coming here. I think we're more following their trends. We're copying their trends and bringing it here. So we're always, like, following them.
Who would you like to work with?
Well, like a big artist?
Yeah.
Ooh, Freeway thing, really, because I think Jay-Z is, like, he's wicked, man. He is actually also very clever. A lot of people don't realise that, what he does with his lyrics. There's Nas as well, who I think is even better than Jay-Z. But I think Drake, man, he's like, the ultimate, because He can go into a pop club, into a hip-hop club, and a dance hall, you know. He's he's got the right balance. Mm. That's why he's so successful. He's very commercial. He's literally got the right balance.
That's the thing, isn't it? Because people want to be cool.
Yeah.
Okay? You want to be cool, but you also want to make a living. And as you know, exactly. being a musician, when you're doing your own stuff, if you're not doing their covers, you can make scrape a living.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
But if, and then you've got to do 2 or 3 hour sex down the pub with people throwing things at you. But when you're doing your own original music, it is getting off your bum and dragging round to every single open mic. But yeah. the idea is, yeah, you need to be cool, but you need to be able to make a living and exactly. get some commercial success.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think Drake's got the perfect balance. But then I think there's a lot of resentment in the hip-hop underground world towards Drake because they want to see him do like an album that's just literally hip-hop, conventional hip-hop, like 10 out of 12 songs being hip-hop. But him, especially with his latest album, he's got like 4 hip-hop and then like some dancehall pop tunes, you know, so he hasn't really gone to one side yet. He's right in the middle at the moment, which is good, definitely, and that's what I try and do myself.
So how many open mics are you going to in a week? What a year.
Well, literally this is the first real year I've actually took music really seriously, so I've been going to a lot of open mics recently, so I'll go to about 3 or 4
yeah.
in a week.
Yeah,
yeah, when I get the time.
You're a young man. How old are you?
24 now, you know.
I'm getting on a bit. 24,
I know,
really?
I get that a lot. Yeah, people say 18, 19 a lot. But
oh, you should be happy with that.
Well,
you should be very happy with
thank
that.
You.
I thought you were about 19.
See, there you go. Everyone says that, yeah.
24, you
crazy,
should say
yeah.
young.
92.
How easy is it to get your music out there?
Boy, I mean, it's really easy. Like this time, I was even saying the other day, you can get a 10-year-old, go to the park. You can get it filmed, put on Link Up TV. Before you know it, he's blown up. He's got a million views.
Yeah.
You put a tune on there, you're guaranteed thousands of views in hours. Mm. And you just blown up. And then you get management. Like, you know, when you go on people's Twitters, you see, oh, management, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that. So easy. Just put a tune on YouTube and you can blow up in hours.
Who have you been working with recently?
I've been working, like, mostly in studio. I use the Roundhouse a lot, so I'm going to be there on Sunday. I've been working with a few rappers in Camden as well, and I've networked with a few people in open mics as well, so we're just trying to see if we've got the time.
Mm.
But there's a French guy called Yaya. I don't know if he's listening now, but he's got a trendy like reggae sort of eerie vibe. I'm gonna be recording some more material on Sunday in the Roundhouse, yeah.
And you work as well, so
yeah.
It's one of these things that you do your music because you have to earn a living and eat and pay your bills.
Yeah, you know.
So
yeah.
What do you do during the days?
Well, during the days, man, I'm lucky enough to work at Arsenal as well on weekends, so I'm going to be there tomorrow. Because I never used to get the chance to go to watch them, but now I do that as a job. I'm a steward.
Yeah. That isn't your job, though, to watch the football matches, are you, steward? Sorry, say that correctly. Yeah.
Steward, yeah, to ensure people's safety, of course.
Yes. He's not sitting there just watching.
I promise you, I'm not. If you're listening,
did you have to
Graham.
Have your back to the pitch when you're there, or can you sort of are you walking around?
Depends where you're stationed, but because like I was behind the goal on last Wednesday, so you have to be kind of side on.
Yeah,
you're looking at the supporters and then looking at the game as well.
Yeah, that'd but be then, a bit cruel, wouldn't it, if you had your back to the game?
I know. Yeah, and then you just see the ball smash the back of your head, and you're like, oh no.
You'd have to get one of those little wing mirrors like you have in a car, which is sort of like keep them on your shoulders.
Yeah,
and behind
that
you.
Would be good actually. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Football sort of for you is playing. That's gone by the by now.
Yeah, it's gone. It's just music now. You know, I'm gonna try and sort some like do an EP and really do this music next year and just really even try. I might even start my own label. You know, and just get my music out there more ears listening. You know. Definitely.
Now, I was saying to you, I haven't seen you before, but obviously I have in a video that is online. I've seen your back.
Which one's that?
It's the video.
Oh, a guitar one. Yeah. That was me, man.
Yeah,
that
it's
was
your
me.
Back. I'm just thinking, I've seen your back. that's all you see. Don't worry, there's nothing else going on there.
Yeah, I got a big up Locked On TV. Dean, my friend that shot that video, man. He's an amazing cameraman.
It's a quirky little video as well.
Yeah, you can say
really
that.
Really well done. Really nice.
Yeah, he really puts effort into editing the videos. He's amazing. He did a good job on my video as well, and we're gonna try and do another one on Sunday. So Dean Locked On TV. Look, I can't even speak. Locked On TV. On Twitter, yeah, he's amazing. Well, with my style, it's It's like kind of mid-range rapping. It's not too fast, but not too slow.
Yeah.
So with me, I've rehearsed and rehearsed. So I'm ready. Like even these tracks I'm doing, I'm ready. So.
And you never stumble.
No.
Yeah. Because what do you do? I mean, what do you do? So much. If you're a singer and you're playing with the band, just go around that again. I'll have a go next time round.
Yeah.
But when you're doing rapping, especially when you're doing stuff to backing track, which I think is really hard.
Yeah.
You make a mistake. You forget or make a mistake.
Yeah.
You've had it.
The end of each rhyme triggers the next sentence. So, like, say if I say FM, I know that like beckons or something comes. So you know it triggers. It's like trigger words. So you know. That's how it is. It's like a ladder. You know what's coming next. So that's how I memorize and don't forget my lyrics.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, I know. I love reggae music. It puts you in a good mood, doesn't it? You can never be in a bad mood and listen to reggae. It just puts a smile on your face. You think of summer, you know, Bob Marley. Yeah. It just chills you out.
What is the best rap or the best line of a rap that you do, that you've written, that you went, oh, man, this is really cool. I love it.
Oh, that's a question. That's a question and a half.
Is that one to think about?
Yeah, definitely. Because yeah.
All right, we have a thing.
Come back to that.
Go and get yourself ready. Are you going to do Big L and Jay-Z?
Yeah, freestyle man.